Monster by Sesuku Rocks. Seth and I wandered back, giving Bella time to talk to Jacob. I hoped he didn't do anything irrational and hurt Bella. No, he wouldn't. We weren't far from the campsite, but I couldn't spot Bella yet. Seth made a sound in disgust. I raised an eyebrow. His head turned away, the same ripping from his throat. He lay on his stomach, throwing his paws over his head. He started whining. She smells nice. Flashes of what Jacob thought ran through my head. He had his hand around her neck, his other hand placing Bella's on his. She wouldn't move her hand, her fist balled up. Seth's whining in disgust interrupted the flashes. She's warming up. I can feel it. She can do better, though. Suddenly, she grabbed his hair, pulling at it. Jacob brought his lips back to hers. She wasn't reacting. I had to stop him. I ran, still hearing Seth's nauseated whines. Once I reached the campsite, I froze. She was kissing him back. Her fingers were tangled in his hair, pulling him closer. He was on her, kissing her everywhere. Jacob moved his lips to her neck. A smirk grew upon his face. She asked me, he whispered. I could only stare. I hoped the pain in my eyes didn't show. As I watched Bella stiffen and pull away, Jacob stopped for a moment, a triumphant look on his face. I never forgave myself for leaving her. I couldn't blame her. She loved him, and it was all my fault. Though I didn't want to cause her pain, and I knew it was her fault, words just blurted out of my mouth. Carlisle must be right, I murmured. Bella watched me with broken eyes, her lips slightly parted. Edward, she whispered. Jacob tightened his grip on her, but she shot him a glare. He rolled his eyes and let her go. As soon as he did that, her knees began to shake. I guess there is a heaven and hell for my kind. I pocketed my right hand, searching. Bella's eyes widened as I brought out a small object. Jacob's eyebrows furrowed in confusion. So this must be hell, I whispered. Tears blurred Bella's vision. Edward, I closed my eyes and shook my head. In an instant, I was by Jacob's side. I forced open his paw and placed the object in his hand. I closed his fingers around it. Bella gasped and struggled to open Jacob's fingers. Jacob, clearly confused, opened to see the object himself. I took a step backward. Bella snatched the ring from Jacob's palm and reached it out towards me. What are you doing? This is your mother's. She started sobbing. This is mine, she murmured, her hand shaking for me to take the ring. I turned my head away. What's the use of it anymore? I'll always love you. In a way. I recited words I used before, which I regretted as she started to shake with sobs. But as I can see, it will be a one-sided love. I was barely audible. Bella's gaze dropped to the ring. She lifted her hand and placed the ring on her third finger. Jacob growled, reaching to grab her wrist. By that time, she was already wrapping her arms around my neck. Keep fighting, please. I love you more, she whispered. Jacob rolled his eyes, and his mouth formed into a line. Well, I have to go fight. See you later, Bells. Bella turned her head, watching him sprint off. She let go of me, not meeting my gaze. Please, don't go. Do anything you want, but don't go. Call me the worst names you can think of and tell me you are disgusted. I'll beg on my knees right now. Please, don't leave. I can't do that, I murmured. I couldn't even leave her like I said I would. I didn't want to cause her pain. Again. I wasn't going to fight with the newborn because she didn't want me to leave. I was a horrible person. I was going back on my word. I wrapped my arms around her, burying my face in her hair. She shivered, and I pulled back gently. She looked up at me, her eyes stained with tears. I smiled back, brushing her yet-to-fallen tears. You're only human, Bella. She laid her head against my chest, despite my cold temperature. Stupid excuse, she mumbled. I chuckled lightly, stroking her hair. She shivered again, and I abruptly pulled back. I shook my head as she reached for me again. Later, I whispered. She nodded slowly, looking down. She wasn't going to forgive herself. Neither was I. I lifted her chin up. Don't blame yourself. Same goes for you. She gazed deeply into my eyes. I didn't want to make her upset, so I nodded. Of course, it was still all my fault. My only wish that was she didn't have to be torn between Jacob and me. I promised myself that I would never make her choose. I would give myself up for Jacob if that's what she would have wanted. I looked down. She attempted to smile, though it clearly showed she was hating herself still. No. No matter what she just did, kiss him or not, she loved me more. And to my distaste, I couldn't help but feel slightly arrogant. I was willing to fight back.